you go.
But yeah, so you've been saying both with an L. Both yeah. with an L, so it's both.
Both. B-O-L-T-H.
Has anyone caught you?
No. Also spell it with an L, too, and no one's like...
Why?
Yeah. Well, you know, because you read how you, you know, you see the letters and you'll read both.
No, but like... The thing is, though, when you do stuff like that, your mind auto-corrects it, so you just read both, and it's like it's typo, you just keep going.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to convey that I'm putting an L with both.
I mean, there's also that, it's like, I saw it on the internet, so like this professor...
It's got to
like,
be true.
No, I mean, I'm sure it makes sense. But right. They were taking it, I think it was either a doctor's test or something like that, some sort of assessment.
Okay.
And one of the questions was like, unscramble the letters to describe this organ that works best when it's erect. And it starts with like, it's like P, N, I, like N, and then S.
Mm-hmm.
But then like when you do that, because it starts with the P and ends with an S,
your mind thinks
penis,
right?
But the correct answer is spine.
Oh,
because they use the same
right. Yeah, exactly. It just flips the
yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think that's like testing someone's like critical thinking or something like that.
Interesting. Yeah, I would have thought in a wiener.
Yeah, because they were saying like a very important organ. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Yes, your pee-pee is important, but like, what's more? You know, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Well, all right. So like, the split hairs, is the spine an organ? It's a bone, I guess.
But your skeletal structure is an organ.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Or which part of the body?
Right.
It doesn't have to be organ, but which part of the body?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not the split hairs or anything, but... No. Man, I might get a Dr. Pepper. Might turn up.
Dr. P?
Yeah.
Oh, I stay turned.
Dude,
I've got the song on my playlist.
Yeah, just let that ride while I get this Dr. Pepper.
Go ahead.
This song rocks, man.
No, it does, so dude. Good. Sometimes after a rough day at work, I'll just be blasting this in a car and just yelling it. Horizon. Damn. It's a good song.
I think one of the lyrics in that song says... cans on. And I'm back. I think one of the lyrics is haka haka,
mm-hmm.
which is, I don't think, whatever, it's Hawaiian for work. And I only know that because I was reading a book about a dude who lived in Hawaii. So.
Lived in Hawaii? What do you mean?
What?
What was the book about?
Oh, it was called Barbarian Days. So I guess it's an autobiography of this dude. He used to surf as a kid because he like lived in Hawaii and in California. Oh man, it's a good book. It's a little log-winded.
But was it just like a slice of life book, just like telling about his time in Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii, California. He fucks around in like the Pacific Islands mm-hmm. with his friend, just like trying to look for like the perfect wave to surf. It's an interesting read. But what I took away from that is how does, you know, haka haka is work in Hawaiian.
Huh. Maybe it's just a contextual thing. So I'm looking up the translated lyrics. Yeah, I don't see anything about work. I think it's a contextual thing.
Okay. What do I know, bro?
I don't know either.
There's a lot of sugar in a Dr. Pepper, so I may not even finish this.
Oh. Shake a shaka.
Oh, shake a shaka. Oh, that was haka haka.
Shake a shaka.
Shakas. Nice.
I still do shakas all the time.
Dude, I saw a guy with a Ferrari today on 495, and I wanted him to like look at me because I was going to just throw him the shakas.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you looking for?
I don't know. Just looking for the volume on the headphones. I feel like it's kind of loud.
Oh, I think it's these dials up here.
1 and 2.
Is this louder or...
Softer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's 3. This is 2, dummy. Yeah, that is softer.
Is it better?
Yeah.
I think it's just like blasting in my ear.
There's no place that I'd rather be.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's yes. cool. How's your week been, man?
Honestly, not that bad. Now that we're done with the rain.
Mm-hmm. The rain is probably so good for my allergies, though, man. Dude.
Yeah.
Dude. There was one night I wasn't even able to fucking sleep because, like, it was just, like, irritating me, and I just kept thinking about it, and I kept getting mad.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go to sleep, and it was just a repeated cycle.
Have you, you noticed that, like, your car has been caked in pollen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same. But, so, it was nice to have that rain come in and just, like, wash that all off.
Yeah, dude. That, yeah. I was looking at it, I was like, that's bad.
Man.
I
wonder, you know, white dude in his 40s, man, we needed that rain. We sure needed it. But yeah, my week's been good. Working out, golfing, going to the driving range, mm-hmm. shit like that. What about you? How's your week going?
Same shit, different day. Just work, man. Work, open to close. And then on my days off, I'm here with you.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, I got back into Warzone, though. Started playing Call of Duty again.
How is it?
It's just as fun as I remember. I remember why I stopped was because, like, I was adjusting to the new work schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And playing so much Call of Duty, like, started affecting, like, my sleep schedule with work. So, I was, like, started doing the responsible thing.
Did they change the map, or is it still in Verdansk?
Still in Verdansk, yeah. Nice. Verdansk. Yeah, but there's some things that changed. So, they open up the stadium.
Yeah, that's about the time I stopped playing, is when they blew the hole in the stadium.
I stopped right before that, yeah. But I started playing again.
Any cool new guns?
A lot. Dang. So with the addition of Black Ops guns, they also, the new Call of Duty came out, Cold War.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's also
about the time I stopped playing.
Yeah.
Was in when Cold War came out. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it looked like a flop to me. So I was like, I'm not going to invest in this.
Yeah, but now it's like, they have all these like super strong guns, but it's from Cold War. And you can't level them up like that unless you have multiplayer on Cold War. You know what I mean?
Well, that sucks.
It's like the grinding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't grind like that because you don't have access to those guns with Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, eventually, if enough people complain about it.
Yeah, Treyarch will do something.
Yeah, I mean, because then they have to make one of the Modern Warfare guns just as good, just to level the playing field.
Right.
Otherwise, everyone's going to fucking quit.
So, I guess this is just more, like, logistics of, like, where we are in the Call of Duty lore. So, Modern War, Cold War, right, is like, what, in the 80s, arguably?
Yeah.
And then Modern Warfare is what? Like
modern day type of?
Yeah, so like.
Like the Iraq War and stuff.
Yeah, so like, I'm pretty sure we talked about this before, but like, how is like the AK, you know, the AK is still the AK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still shot a
7.62.
Yeah. In the 80s, and it still shoots it today. So, I mean, like, you know.
How much has warfare really changed?
Right. Like,
and I mean, it's like everything.
How do you
else.
Get older gun? You know, like, how's an older gun
hold up against, like, a modern
gun?
The modern
gun, and how's it better, you know? Because I had the same argument with, like, I think it's the Kilo. It can shoot a 300 blackout round.
Mm-hmm.
The 300 blackout round, like, sucks.
In the Call of Duty.
In the Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, it's not like, you know, you can't like compare like Call of Duty to like, it's a video game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They have the things they put in there. It's like, they put 300 blackout as like, it sounds cool.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because it is cool.
It is cool. But.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just like.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like the MP5, right? Like,
yeah.
They probably added the MP5. Like, how does that hit harder than, or hit. Yeah, hit harder than, like, the Uzi or the, or, like, the AUG, which is also 9mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just food for thought, I guess, if you really want to dive into, like, the lore of a video game.
I think they're more focused, instead of realism, just more on,
playability.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know?
Right, right, right. Because, like, Verdansk isn't even a real place.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. It's something I thought about, like, how are you going to have guns that are, like, arguably 20 years old, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like, you get headshots with a pistol, but they still don't die. You know what I mean? It's just like,
Now that would suck. That game was like hyper. I know, like
hyper-realism. There are some, yeah.
That. Fuck, it's on the computer. Like Amara.
Like Escape. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, one of those hyper-realistic games.
Oh, Escape.
Oh, Arma.
Arma. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Escape.
Escape from Tarkov.
Yeah, my coworker plays that, and he says it's awesome.
Yeah. Dude, I can't play those kinds of games, though. Like Escape from Tarkov. Like, even Minecraft, bro. Because I get hella gear fear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you got, like, really good stuff on you, but then plan goes wrong. You dig into the wrong thing.
You die there, you die in real life.
Exactly. Like,
yeah. You lose all your gear.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even just the gear. It's, like, the effort you put into to get that gear.
Right.
You know, so, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I heard with Escape from...
Tarkov. You lose your setup too.
Yeah, yep. Especially like every now and then, the developers will just do like a hard
wipe,
and everyone just starts from zero again.
Yeah,
which I guess if you're in a period where you're just sucking, like all you have to do is just wait for the
wipe. Exactly, and everyone gets a fresh start.
Yeah,
playing fields leveled. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that you know that's why I kind of stick with Call of Duty because it's playable,
simple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's nothing. It's just skill-based. There's no looting. There's no, you know, it's not based on your wealth in the game.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
It's how much money you put into it.
Exactly.
How many battle bucks.
Pay $60, you can level up all the super OP guns.
Yeah. They get you, man. Those battle passes get you.
Yeah, dude. I remember... No, but the thing is, though, if you commit... to the battle pass, you see it through to the end.
Yeah,
you'll have enough battle points for the next one and a little extra. So that's like how I paid one time,
mm-hmm.
and I went through like five seasons.
Nice,
without paying a dime, and I still have, you know what I mean, enough for the next season.
Yeah, I paid for one, thinking the same thing. Like, you know, I'll just grind it out, but I just didn't play enough, and I ended up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's no point in throwing in the $20,
right?
If you're not gonna, you know.
Hop on like every night or every whenever,
just often enough to finish the season.
Yeah,
but even then, that was like I was like sweating to do that. Even with all the free time we had during like COVID and stuff, man.
Yeah,
I was still sweating to like just finish the season.
God, that was about a year ago. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, it was a year ago, and now I'm working almost double the hours that I was before.
And my life hasn't really changed, so. Ooh, baby, it's a wild world.
Life's a trip, Carnal.
Life's a trip. Did you see the Cholo diary? It's the, I asked her what time it was, and she said it's Modelo time.
Oh, the Chick-fil-A one?
Yeah. Oh, fell in love right there, Carnal.
I was asking my...
life's a trip, Carnal.
My friend Carnal. It's like, I think that means like for real.
Okay.
I think. Oh, God. Hold on. Let me... Oh, no. I'm putting out false information on the internet.
You're just telling me someone would straight up lie online? Oh, I got a good question. That could stimulate some banter.
Oh, it's like bro.
Oh, Carnal?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it means bro, I think.
Bro. Bruh.
Yeah, like your bro.
Bruh. Oh, that just reminded me of two things.
Your brother?
No. My brother is a cool guy. Not that anyone cares.
I like your brother.
What?
I like your brother.
I like him too. I just thought of the new Fast and Furious trailer.
That came out a while ago, though.
Yeah, but I just saw, like, the first, I don't know how far.
You saw it for the first time.
Yeah, this week, and it made me angry.
Yeah, no, somebody else was ranting about it, too, online. They're like, bro, where are they going to go next? And I was like, Dom's kid's going to fucking, spoiler alert, Dom has a kid. He's like, he's going to be the next villain 10 years later, or like 18 years later.
When it's against family.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's where they're going now with the whole him and against his brother thing.
So they already did the secret brother thing with the villains.
When?
Jason Statham.
Yeah, but that was like still against Dom and his crew.
Right, but you know, they did the secret brother trope already. So mm-hmm. now they're just doing it again, and it's John Cena, who looks nothing like...
Just another buff dude.
Yeah, that's all it is. Just buff dudes.
I don't know.
Dude, yeah, I saw it was John Cena, and Letty was like, it's his brother. I'm like, nope, I can't. I'm done.
I'm uninvested.
Yep. No, I literally exited the trailer and texted you. I'm like, this is awful. Like,
I just wish they kept it like just crime and underground racing type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Someone posted a picture of like the, remember like the first when they were stealing DVD players or whatever?
Yeah.
Out of the truck?
Yeah.
Someone posted a picture of that and they're like, this is what they were after in the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And now how fucking crazy.
Yeah, now they're like disarming nukes.
Yeah, which...
Somebody else did one with Paul Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, how do they go from this? And you see him scrapping in the dirt with Vince in the first movie to this. And then you see him doing like jujitsu and shit on the train when he's fighting the Asian dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? How?
They're like, what happened from this to this?
Yeah, it was literally like, we're going to... do a race, illegal race. We're going to go to Dom's house. There's going to be hot chicks making out.
Cervezas.
Yeah, some cervezas. And you go to Race War, right? Which is awesome. I mean, we talked about that. That's a terrible name for...
Race War!
Race War! yeah, when the Race War happens, this will be a pod divided.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, you know I have to.
I appreciate the hesitation.
What is that from?
That's the when you have to kill Tony Hawk in the Race War.
What?
Someone tweeted.
That's right. And Tony Hawk tweeted back. He's like,
I appreciate the hesitation. Yeah.
Oh, it was the kid like holding the gun.
Yeah, and it's like when you have to kill Tony Hawk for the Race War.
Oh, there goes a fox.
Meow meow.
I don't know what fox is. I'm not gonna play that song.
Yeah, I was gearing up. Dude, that was a menace. Oh my god.
Dude, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. People would be singing it. You'd be walking by and you hear some jackass.
Yeah. What happened to that guy?
He had his minute.
He did like some other songs, you know?
Yeah, but you know, he was chasing after the same success as
Clout's Dangerous Drug. Yeah,
but that's the thing though. Like once you hit him with the shock and awe, the shock and awe goes away when you try to do it a second time.
Right. What? Yeah. Did he do like, what does the dog say or something?
Exactly. I don't know, dude.
Yeah. That was like right before YouTube started sucking, in my opinion.
I mean, I've always enjoyed YouTube. I don't know what do you mean? Like the ads and shit? You can't skip them anymore type
like,
of deal?
Or like sucking is my personal, like the content has completely changed. Like no one's doing skits. Are like music videos.
But no, it's just vlogs and like, you know, yeah. You're just basically watching other people live their lives.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like a sitcom. Not a sitcom. It's a.
It's like this weird voyeurism into someone else's life without the sexual.
Yeah, aspect. Exactly. But I think that comes back to like, you know, we've talked about like the culture climate nowadays and stuff, you know, mm-hmm. with Instagram. You know, like you want to see other people.
Right.
And like dream about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like don't want to be like the vlog squad now.
Exactly. You want to experience the other side.
Yeah. Get a little taste of that YouTube money.
Exactly. Like, what if?
Right. Like, yeah, I guess that's the dream YouTube sells, right? It's like mm-hmm. anyone can make a YouTube, like a podcast, you know? Any dummy can do this.
Exhibit A and B.
Right. Literally. We don't make any money. Yeah, you know, but like, I guess that's why, you know, I listen to. Same argument, different medium.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah. it's just social media now. It's just all, it's just one big flex. You know what I mean? No one can be happy
flex.
With themselves.
Right. I'm going to watch Jenna Marbles be happy, and thus that makes me happy.
Exactly.
Speaking of YouTubers, this is a good question brought across my screen.
Okay.
Have you ever had a crush on someone like a YouTuber?
A YouTuber?
Yeah.
Crush as in like
I asked
I'm gonna go out and find them or
I asked I'm like a crush like do I want to date them or fuck they mouth and they're like you can pick yeah so if
have
my
I
answer
ever
is
found someone attractive on the internet
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I mean, like, I'm going to say no to either. Like, I never looked at Jenna Marbles. Like, there's no knock against Jenna Marbles. But, like, I've never looked at her and like, oh, I wish I could date her. Or, like, I don't know. I don't know any other female YouTubers.
I'll say yeah. You know what I mean?
Trisha, what? She was like she hung out with the Vlog Squad.
Trisha Paytas?
Yeah. Like, I don't look at her and like, I want to date her or have intercourse with her.
And it's like a bad example, but.
Yeah, I mean, this is just my.
Yeah.
It's just showing, like, I don't know many women on YouTube.
Yeah. I feel you.
Supergirl, Wonder Girl. She's Indian.
Wonder Woman? Oh, I don't.
Yeah.
I was going to say another name, but I'm not going to. Yeah. But
anyway, I'm circling.
So, yeah, I'll say yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, who hasn't found someone on the internet attractive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people on the internet. Obviously, you know, someone's going to be attractive.
Mm-hmm. When I was younger, yeah. Now that I'm an adult.
Yeah, right.
Not an adult, but like older and like wiser. Probably not. You know, it's like because we understand that what we see is not what you're really getting.
Right.
Not all the time. I shouldn't say that for every case, but like, you know what I mean?
Right. There's
like a lot of things you don't see about people. And that's why I was, you know, when everyone asks like, do you like this person? Or, you know, it's like right. I'm attracted, but I won't know if I like
yeah,
them
I'm
or
lusty.
Love them until,
right.
You know, I would say you don't really know someone until you've seen them go through their emotions. You know what I mean? Mad, sad, happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, indifferent type of thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's when you know a person, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. There was some lame thing. It's like, you don't really know a person until, like, you see them, how they react when the Wi-Fi turns off or, like, you know. Like, they were trying to be funny.
But it's true.
Yeah. I'm trying to connect all these dots, and it's just not working. Like, someone did something like that. They're like, you don't really know someone until, like they grieve. And yada yada. And then mm-hmm. I think this was a Tumblr post. And someone was like, yeah, you should turn off the Wi-Fi and kill someone they love to really find out who they are.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little dark humor from Tumblr. Thank you.
Yes. So I was watching this documentary. And it took place during the time of MySpace. Like when MySpace was the social media.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Do you ever fuck with MySpace back?
No.
Yeah, same. My mama wouldn't let me.
Yeah, Facebook was my first dive.
Yeah, I remember, like, begging for Facebook, and now I'm like, I fucking hate this.
I'm not on there for memes, and I repost. That's about it.
I don't really say I should hate Facebook. I'm just indifferent to it. Like, I get a lot of good Sopranos content out of it. That's about it.
On Facebook?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'm in a shit posting group for Sopranos, and it's
you are.
Pretty funny. Pretty good.
Do you like the memes I post? I don't know if you ever see the shit I do. I know you don't. I don't see you like it. No, that's not the issue. I'm saying, like, do you read it? And you're like, huh. Keep on keeping on.
Oh, I just don't. I read them. I just don't.
No, I know, like, I know. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, yeah. When you do see them,
yeah.
Are they entertaining?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I think you do a good job with your reposts.
Thanks.
Or whatever they're called. Shares?
I don't fucking know.
Who cares? But yeah, I think you do a good job.
I do it for you guys.
You got some dank memes.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. I'm 20 memes ahead of you and everyone else.
Damn, I'm tired.
Dude. Anyways, yeah. Dude, I don't know. When was the last time you played Cock a Booty?
Yeah, probably like when Cold War came out.
Yeah. I mean, have you thought about playing again? I mean, because the big reason I stopped was...
Right.
Because I never had... working, yes, but I also never had like a squad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And
I can't play video games by myself anymore.
See, I'm kind of...
That's like my thing.
Yeah, when I was done with Call of Duty, I was like, all right, I kind of want to do, like, single player, right? So I was playing Doom for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then I started playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and...
Did you ever finish that? I heard that was good.
It's entertaining. Mm. I was hesitant to say that, because it's like, you know, like when Assassin's Creed first started, it was like, man, we're going to stick so close to history. Like, this is going to be one of the most, like, accurate portrayals of whenever. And then Valhalla's like, you know, you're talking to fucking like magic creatures. You're going to Valhalla.
Yeah, I mean, they deep dive the lore.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and they put you into the stories, the legends.
Yeah,
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, it is fun. Like, it's entertaining. It's fun. It's just a lot. It's just a big game.
Yeah, I mean, lately too, even with that that Star Wars game you bought for me a few years ago.
Yeah,
that was for like fun. Christmas or whatever, dude. I started playing it again. Dude, that game is fucking hard, bro. And like,
it's a grind.
Yeah, it's a grind too. And like, the thing is though, when I'm playing it, because of like my pride,
yeah,
I don't want to lower the difficulty level.
What are you playing on? Like the hardest?
Not the hardest. No, definitely not.
The middle one.
Yeah, like the middle
one. Yeah, that's tough.
And it's still like hard. And like, I want to enjoy the story, but like, dying constantly 24/7, having to heal and everything is just making it very frustrating.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yep, I know what you mean.
And the puzzles, too, drive me nuts. So I was stuck on one puzzle.
I've definitely fired up YouTube and like, how do I do this?
And the thing is, though, because of my pride, I won't even do that. And I'll muscle through it. But the last one, so I just finished the Zepho Temple one right after Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
So you go back. Kashyyyk. Yeah, and you find out the second sister is the Ceres' old Padawan or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the episode the mission that I just finished.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was the one where you have to drop that giant orb down to break.
Yep.
I couldn't figure out how to fucking get the candle across.
Right, yeah.
So what I ended up doing was grabbing it and then force throwing it onto the bridge that was up top.
Mm.
And I threw, like, two or three up there, ran around, and tried to somehow drop it without letting it touch the water. So I ended up letting it rest on a ledge.
Uh-huh.
And then luckily, my force grab could still reach it from where it was. So I bypassed the whole fucking puzzle.
Yeah, and I don't think it was supposed to be that hard.
I know, exactly, dude. That and then like the R2, the BD, whatever.
Yeah.
The hints weren't fucking helping.
Oh, I know. It's like hit, I can't remember what direction on the D-pad for a hint. And like these don't help at all.
Yeah, and then it's like we need the chain. We need to break the vines on the chain. I'm like, yes, no shit. I can see it right fucking there.
Right.
You know, and they're like, we can use the candles. I'm like, yes, I already know that. The candles burn fucking vines.
But I can't get the candle.
Exactly. Yeah, they're like, what if we use the metal casings to our advantage? I'm like, what does that mean?
Because
like, you drop it in the water and it still breaks.
Yeah, like, I think you're supposed to use the magnets.
What magnets?
There's that block. There's that block. There's a mag. So, like, you know how it's two levels? We're supposed
to throw it over or like, something?
You can turn on the magnet, right? Yeah. And, like, you'll see that blue whatever. Mm-hmm. You can throw the candle at that thing and it'll catch stick. It. Yeah, because it's magnetized.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think that was I had to like YouTube it. Fuck? So don't beat yourself up.
Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. No, dude, I'm definitely like, even in this Valhalla game, like you'll get choices and you know, the choices can dictate the outcome at the ending. Mm-hmm. And I just Google what's the right choice here.
Oh yeah. Cause you never want it. You want the ending that you want.
Yeah. I don't want the bad, you know, I don't want to like game through this and be like,
that you goofed up and you could have saved XYZ.
Yeah. Like, and you're like, oh, you get the bad ending. I'm like, well, that sucks. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, that's like The Witcher too. Like,
yeah.
So like The Witcher has, you know, it's one of those choice games.
That, so
like,
did, Red Dead too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there's some people that you could have saved. What was that robot game? The cyborg game.
Detroit Becoming Human.
Yeah.
Yeah. That has, I saw.
That one has like fucking like, I think 6 different endings.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw, you know how like Facebook does the videos now?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching, those actually kind of like, a lot of the video game ones are fun to watch.
Yeah.
I was watching one on Detroit Becoming Human. It's like, what happens if you don't like save everyone? You get a really shitty ending. Oh, man, this Dr. Pepper's giving me the burps.
Excuse me, the vape's hitting.
Yeah, did you ever play Detroit Becoming Human?
I only ever watched gameplays.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play it at all.
I played, I think the last time I did like a choice game, whatever, was the Netflix came out with the Black Mirror came out with that movie.
Oh.
And you could choose.
Not Bandersnatch. It was Bandersnatch.
Bandersnatch, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. That was like the last time I played like a choice, choose your ending type of.
I watched that with Fabrizio. Were you there with us?
I think so. I think we watched it like several times.
At his house.
Too.
Yeah.
We try to find different endings.
I remember we were watching it at Fabrizio's house and we started late at night, mm-hmm. right? And like, we kept like, we're on a circle. And I'm like, dude, please pick something. I just want to go to bed. Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when they did that, Bandersnatch. It had the kid from We're the Millers with the eyebrows.
Yeah, he played the like the
bad boy IT guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like, all right, let me run you through what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was really only noteworthy. Everyone else didn't know who it was. Oh man. Man, that feels like forever ago. And that was like what, 2 years max?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bandersnatch, and what was the one with Sandra Bullock? They had to close their eyes.
Bird Box?
That's it. Yeah, they both sound like names for vaginas.
Dude, I liked A Silent Place better than Bird Box, honestly.
I liked A Silent Place.
I'm waiting for the second one to come out.
So, is the second one a prequel or a sequel? Do you know?
Sequel.
Where do you go?
I mean, because the dad died.
And, right. Like,
their home is basically fucked. But right. They,
so now they're just on the run? I think at
the very end of the first one, there was people talking on the radio. It finally worked. And then they were like, yo, there's like
right.
safe haven here. You know, anyone that can hear this, come. So I think that's where they're at now. They're okay. on their way.
Yeah.
And they have the baby, and they're trying to keep the baby hush-hush. That's why you see in the trailer, they're carrying the box.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's still in there.
Did John Krasinski, whatever the fuck his last name is, did he write that movie? Or
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think he helped produce it.
Triple Threat.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the real money's at, you know?
Yeah, producing.
Acting, you make a lot acting, but I think producing. And you also have, like, the creative input. You know, it's like creating something.
Right.
You know?
Yep. Just one sec. Yeah, the movie was interesting, the way it used silence as, like, the theme for the movie.
Exactly. I think the whole movie, there was, like, maybe a paragraph of lines.
Yeah, I mean,
it's mostly all, like,
sign ASL, language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. It's so different, you know what I mean?
Right.
Very original.
Yeah.
And it was a hit.
Right. So
they succeeded in what they were trying to accomplish while introducing, you know, like, the minority.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, what's that movie? It's like The Sound of Metal or something like that. You heard about this?
Music?
No, it's like, I hate The Sound of Music.
Never saw it.
You're not missing much, man. It's
cool.
It's a 3-hour musical.
Nope, I'm good.
Yeah.
I could barely sit through Johnny Depp's one.
Oh, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
Dude, so
I thought it was going to be a gritty movie, but then I watched it. I was like, oh, this is a musical.
So I knew Sweeney Todd was a musical, but I thought it was going to be like Grease. Like, there's a little bit of singing, bit of acting.
Like High School Musical type of shit.
Yeah. No, it is.
Full on, straight, yep.
Musical. Yep. I remember watching that and starting and being like, oh, I made a mistake.
I realized I made a mistake like halfway through, and I was like, where does the act? Oh.
This is just the musical.
Yeah, I was like, I was waiting the whole time. We got to the end of the movie, and I was like, there was never a single... I was like, okay.
This is all...
I still enjoyed it.
Yeah. It did have a good twist.
I liked the story.
Yeah.
I just wish...
There was some acting.
It wasn't a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think Grease is, like, the best musical. Because there's a little bit of acting, there's a little bit of singing.
And I mean, you could say that about... what's that? What's the new age version of Romeo and Juliet? It's Manhattan, the Jets, and the...
It's not The Outsiders.
No.
They snap fight. They dance. Yeah. Yes.
And then there was... Juliet was Maria.
Why are we blanking on this?
What the fuck? God damn it. Look it up. Hurry.
Hurry. Hurry. Musical. Ladies and gentlemen, Kanye West.
No. No, I don't do... What
Jets
the fuck?
And the Sharks.
Yes.
West Side Story.
West Side Story. Thank you. Fuck. I was fucking blanking on that. I enjoyed that one.
I never watched West Side Story.
And I think that one was another Grease style.
Right. Greasers. That's why I was thinking The Outsiders, because they were greasers. That wasn't a musical.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say. West Side Story was a musical, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What about that one Hairspray with Zac Efron?
That's a musical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that good? I never saw it. I heard it was good.
I remember being... That came out when we were like, what? Like...
Middle school?
Yeah.
Early high school?
Yeah. So I had no interest in like musical, like you know, and had no real interest in it. So I just, you know, never gave it a chance as an adult. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's got John Travolta, so what is he? He's the mom.
I don't know. But yeah, he played a mom?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think he's the mom, which is like the big, like, haha, that's funny.
Got you. Like a manly mom.
I think he's a fat woman.
But
I mean, he looks like John Travolta.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just weird though. Like you were just saying, like, you know, when you were younger, you didn't like that stuff, you know, because our priorities are different.
Yeah.
So like, what do you think really changes? You know what I mean? Because like when we were younger, it was always like the toys and like, mm-hmm. you know, the coolest shit, you know.
What's interesting is,
what do you think changes? I mean, have you ever talked to, you know, like your girlfriend? Because I know she studies like psychology and shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to her about like why that changes? Is it just our priorities? You know, our.
No, I never asked her, but that's actually a good question.
You know what I mean? Like, what really changes?
I guess you could, I mean, to build off what you're saying is, it's like you're like wanting the coolest shit. Like, that doesn't really change. It's just like what's cool. Like what you perceive as cool now, right?
I guess, but in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you were younger, it was just
like you wanted the coolest, like, yeah, you know, like Transformer.
I guess just our interest changed.
Yeah, because
like now you're into golf and like Carhartt.
Right. Like, yeah, if I had to boil it down, it's golf and fashion, right? Yeah,
and I'm into like making money.
That grind boy shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the interest is like, I think also, you know, it comes with maturity that you also know that, like, you're not always going to have the best or be the best, right?
Because,
mm-hmm. like with fashion, like, I know I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to have, like, Gucci, Burberry, you know?
Like, fully decked out all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I may be lucky to have a piece. I don't, but, you know.
I mean, one day, you know
what
I mean?
One day. But, like, as an adult, I know that $500 for a T-shirt is a lot of money, right? And I know with golf that I'm, like, I got into this 22 years too late, you know?
I mean, it's never too late to start new interests, you know what I mean?
I'm in, like, the vein that of going pro. Like,
oh, you're trying
like
to go pro?
Like, being the Brett. Like, there's no way.
You want to be the Tiger Woods without the cheating?
Yeah. Well, that's why I like Tiger Woods. That dude was just pounding ass.
Oh, my God.
What?
Where's your girlfriend? Call her back.
What, man? You're like, you know, when you're a little kid, you're like, golf's lame. Like, only adults like, you know, like.
I still think golf is lame.
It's cool, man.
It's all right. I enjoy the driving range, but like golf as a sport doesn't excite me.
Dude, it's tough.
I know it's hard as fuck, dude. Just trying to fucking drive the balls.
It's hard.
It's hard as fuck. You know, like, no doubt.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of skill to do that shit. You know what I mean?
A lot of.
You got to hit that tiny ass ball where like inches matter. You know what I mean? When it comes to accuracy.
Yep.
And that's insane. You know what I mean? Because calculations and like just muscle memory, understanding, you know, everything.
Yep.
All skill. Watching it is not exciting to me.
Oh.
Like, UFC is exciting to me.
Combat sport.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, I don't find, like, combat, like, yes, they're, like, I don't get my jimmies rustled or riled up for a pay-per-view to watch it. Like, the highlights are cool.
Exactly, yeah.
But, like, you know, I don't want to go out of my way.
Yeah, like, the pay-per-view, you know, like, I mean, I've never had to pay for it.
Right.
But I do realize, like, you know, compared to, like, football, basketball, baseball, I don't, you know, I'm not, like, sitting there like, oh, man, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes there's, like, just, like, that one really good play, you know, the Hail Mary pass that fucking changes the whole game. That's exciting. But you don't see that often.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's more of just back and forth, and whoever makes the most points wins.
It's a game of inches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, with you know, UFC, you see, like, action. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
it's nonstop.
Shit. Like, it's tension. You know, it's like, oh, fuck, how's he going to get out of this hold? You know, like, oh, saved by the bell type shit. Damn, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess it's different, too, because, you know, as I get older, I realize a lot of people bet on shit, too. And I think that's where a lot of the, like, you know, that suspense, the tension, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? The anxiety that comes with sports too, because a shitload of people I know like actually do sports betting. You know what I mean?
Sports betting's cool. You're a pussy if you don't.
Yeah. I mean, I've done a couple.
I just feel, I do not sports gamble because I know I would lose. I'm not a, I'm a pick with your heart kind of guy, not with your brain.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to pick my favorite team.
I mean, that's why I don't do sports betting either, because I don't know yeah. enough about it to make a right. sound judgment.
Yeah.
So I just pick one. I was like, here's $100. Let me know if I fucking win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be in the same camp. Like, I'd bet on, it wouldn't be wise to, but I'd bet on, like, the Nationals. And then I'd get mad when they lose.
Yeah. So, like, between, like, the Patriots and the Cardinals making it to the Super Bowl, who would you bet on? You would choose your team, the Cardinals.
Right. I mean, yeah.
If it ever got to that point, you know? And then they would lose, and then you'd be
then,
like...
Then, yeah, I'd be like, oh, nuts. Now I'm out of $100.
Now I'm sad for my team, and I lost
yeah.
money, you know?
Speaking of sports gambling, I feel like now that it's legal on, like, state levels...
Yeah.
It's being, like, crammed down our throats, man.
Oh, yeah. All I see is, like, DraftKings.
And, yeah, like, DraftKings.
Well, I think that's, like, the cookies, though, because, like, you watch a lot of sports shit.
That's true.
So it comes back. See, I don't see a lot of the DraftKings no. stuff. When, like, Super Bowl was around,
yeah,
I saw a shitload of the DraftKings stuff.
Yeah, like, you watch any sporting thing, it's, like, DraftKings this, DraftKings that. Yep. You listen to fucking...
FanDuel.
Yeah. Yeah, if you listen to Part of My Take, it's use the Barstool Sports app.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just... I'm in a saturated sports environment. Yeah.
I clicked on one ad for Pots and Pans earlier, and now I just see the same shit on my Facebook feed over and over again.
Since
and,
our phones are listening, we're going to get ads
no, for literally,
Pots and Pans.
Like,
and,
the microphone shit, that's, like, crazy. I think, I'm, you know, we've talked about it before, I'm sure, and, like, I'm sure we all know.
Yeah.
But we won't do anything about it. But my friend, we were talking about it, like, last night, how, like, she doesn't have any Pots and Pans to cook because her roommate was the one that had it, and she took all of them with her when she left. So now they have zero cooking utensils or cookware.
Well, that sucks.
So she's like, yeah, I need to go shopping for some pots and pans. And then lo and behold, the next fucking morning when I wake up, hey, have you heard about this new pot or this new everything in one pan type shit? And I was
yeah.
like, clicked on the link, and now it won't go away.
Have you heard of the Instapot?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking of the air fryer. No.
Air fryer. Dude, okay, so I was talking about this fucking last night, too. The air fryer.
Mm-hmm. It's like the hottest commodity.
Initially, yeah, when the hype started building around it, I was like, what the fuck is everyone talking about? So I pulled it up, and I started looking, like, reading the brochure, and it's like, this is how it magically yeah, fries brochure. Things with air. And it's just like, yep, it has, like, fans that circulate, like, high heat around it, so it gets an even cook, and everything is crispy.
Like an oven.
And then I was like... Like a convection fucking oven. I was like, are you serious? So they just fucking took something that already existed.
Yeah, and just made it
smaller.
Yeah, and you put it on your counter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And it doesn't take, I guess, as long.
No, I mean, it's like the same kind of, you know, but it does cook. Things do cook faster because it's circulating the air.
Right.
And it cooks evenly. That's like the big thing.
Right.
So that's why you can fry things. Yeah. So that was like, I was like, man.
It's just an oven.
Yeah. It's like, I was like, dude, I've got one at fucking work, bro. Like, and mine's bigger. So if anything,
Joel has a air fryer.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's very convenient.
It's sweet.
It's healthier.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not deep frying shit.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, the hype behind it, people are like, it's magic. I'm like, no, this is technology that's been around for a while.
Your grandma's used it just in a bigger scale.
Yeah. Seriously. Like, I'm pretty sure like 9 out of 10 restaurants have one.
Yep. I saw you could buy... Sorry, I would have yelled through this. You can buy an oven, like a conventional oven, mm-hmm. with an air fryer, like, attached to it.
Like, on the side?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay, so, honestly, if you spend, like an extra $500, I'm sure you can find an oven, like, the full-sized one, mm-hmm. not have the thing on the side, and it still has the convection. I think my oven at home has that. It's just a setting.
Yeah, ours is convention.
Yeah, exactly. So you don't even need the fucking air fryer on the side.
Right. I'm just telling you what I saw, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, if anything, you're just paying even more for something that you could get
pre-built. When you already have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because I guess then you just have two convention ovens. Yeah. Just one's bigger, one's smaller.
Or they just take up more space because now instead of putting the fan in the big one, they just make it another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You good, brother?
Sorry.
Dr. P, man, you peaked really fast with that. You're already on the come down.
I'm just like nursing it. I still got like, I don't even think I have, I haven't even tapped into half this can.
Seriously, this is like my second, this is like my third drink of water in like a week.
You gotta drink more water,
dude,
bro.
I know. You're telling me, bro. I'm starting to like feel weird and stuff sometimes. Because at work, you know, I make this joke. People are like, how do you work all these hours and shit? And I'm like, well, with enough anger and caffeine, anything's possible.
Yeah. When so I need to make that guala.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, I'm trying to. Oh,
man.
Instead of grabbing a soda for my 15-20 minute lunch break, I think I'm going to just grab a water and just.
The woad.
Yeah, and just be lame, but.
Water's tight.
I mean, to me, water's just so boring.
Yeah, that's why you got to spice it up with a little seltzer water. You know? Bless you. Bless you. Like, don't get me wrong. I feel really gross drinking this Dr. Pepper, but.
That's the thing, though, yeah. I mean, like, because, like, when I'm working like that in that kind of environment,
mm-hmm.
like, hard working, you know what I mean? Like, you were mowing the lawn, trimming everything, raking, doing all the yard work for, like, 3-4 hours. You know, what do you want? You want something kind of sweet, right?
No, I want water, dude.
Really?
Like, the last thing I want after, like, working hard is, like, a soda.
Yeah, me, like, I always want something sweet.
Maybe you could try Haterade. Well, it's all, I mean, it's still the same amount of sugar.
I mean, it's more sodium, if anything.
Ooh,
but, yeah, lately I've been bringing a lot of Gatorade, too, to work.
Yeah.
But it's still, you know, it's not water.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's still sugar. It's still, I'm trying to break away from that.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's bad. And we're at this age now where we got to start looking after ourselves and our health because it'll come back to haunt us when we're like fucking 60, 70.
You know those liquid IVs?
Yeah.
They're supposed to be like.
Super hydrating. Yeah.
It's just Gatorade. Yeah, without the like food
saline,
coloring.
Yeah, it's a saline drip, isn't it?
I mean, it's got
it's saline, but yeah, it's full of electrolytes
and sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glucose water, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's fucking Gatorade without the food dye.
Yeah, but just directly into your bloodstream so it circulates faster.
Yeah, I don't think I think it's I was reading the back of the nutrition. I'm like, this is just Gatorade.
What do you mean, the IV drip? Or the liquid...
Liquid IV.
Oh, the drink. Package. Oh, yeah. Shit. I thought you meant like...
Like a saline packet?
Yeah, I thought,
no.
I thought you meant like at the hospital, they hook you up.
No, that's saline. Yeah, that's the good shit. I'm talking about the packet that you could buy at Costco.
Dude, did you know the ones at the hospital, there's even better shit?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the I don't know the actual name for it, but my my nursing friends, they call it the banana bag because it's yellow.
Okay.
So, but that's like chock full of like electrolytes and like other essential shit. So it's not just for hydrating. It's like to just unfuck yourself.
So yeah, if you're up, like coming down from a serious bender,
just
pop one of those up.
Yeah, I always we always joke about it with like my nursing friend. I was like, dude, you need to steal a fucking IV drip bag, and then fucking hook us all up to it.
Yeah, or learn how to make it, and then.
I feel like that's like kind of you're just playing with fire at that point.
I mean, if you have a team of chemists, I think you'll be all right.
Are you telling me I wasn't supposed to clean this with bleach and not let it dry first?
Yeah, right. I had this idea. It's basically like a mobile IV unit. So you just get a van with like saline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't that what they have at like outside of festivals and shit?
Probably, pretty but sure I'm not EMS.
Like, yeah, but yeah.
Basically, like, if you're hungover, you have an app, right? You're like, oh,
they
I
have
need
those.
They do?
Yeah, so they make their bars, basically. It's like a walk-in store. You sit down, and you just get hooked up to an IV, chill.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's not everywhere. I think it's in, like, the major, you know, super party cities, I think. Yeah.
Miami,
Las Vegas, you know, shit like that. They're called, like, IV
Vegas
bars
is
or some
tight,
shit.
But.
Never been. Always wanted to go. I've always wanted to go to Miami, too, to experience the party life. No, I was thinking more like strip clubs, but yeah.
Strippers.
I went straight to fucking drugs. No, I mean Chico. Drugs. Isn't that you're supposed to go to like Amsterdam or some shit?
That's for like the pot.
Yeah, but somebody told me that like they went to Amsterdam. They said the weed they have over there is like shit. It's legal, but it's shit.
Interesting. I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know either. But that's what
I've been to Amsterdam. I had a very G-rated Amsterdam trip.
My friend went, and he had the R-rated one. So yeah, he went to the red light and everything.
Yeah, I was going to say prostitution is... Yeah,
legal.
Legal. It's not encouraged.
I still think it should be legal.
Yeah, it's one of the oldest professions.
It is. And I guess baby steps for the government, I guess. They don't want to freak the American people out. I think it's something you got to like kind of ease people into.
Oh, yeah.
But that takes like decades, if not generations.
Right, and it's not going to happen tomorrow. Yeah, it would be interesting to see, because like as states legalize.
Virginia is also legalizing marijuana.
And got rid of the death penalty. Yep.
I didn't realize we had one, but but the marijuana is you can have up to an ounce on your person as long as you're 21 and up. And if you're 21 and up, you can own up to five plants, I think. You can
grow five plants. I saw that. I didn't know the 21, but I knew the plants thing.
Yeah, it's 21 and up.
Hmm, interesting.
Because I'm sure they're treating it like tobacco.
Yeah. So I wonder, once it's legalized, will they make... Reparations isn't the right word, but like the people who are in jail.
I think they've started it already. They've started the process.
That's good.
I feel like it's going to take fucking years.
Yeah.
Like a shitload of time. Longer than it ever should.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's one of those things, like, you should just, like, they pull up your record, see what you're in for. You get a stamp, you're out.
Yep.
Like, in, like, a week. Or if anything, like, the next day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it's the government, yeah, man.
Everything has got to go through all the red tape and jump through all the hoops and all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, they'll get a fucking committee to discuss about, like, some bullshit that...
Yep, and now you got to discuss, like, you know, because now it's legal and, like, these people shouldn't be punished beforehand. Like, do you have to, like, pay them out because...
Yeah, how much, time they've been locked up.
Yeah, and then now it comes back to the discussion, like... Well, because it was illegal before,
right?
But now it's not. You know, technically, you know what I mean. Is your punishment grandfathered in?
Right.
And like, so you just get you just get released, or do you get paid? You know, because like sometimes when you unjustly,
Are arrested, imprisoned, they'll pay you out.
Imprisoned, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, they give you like a few thousand fucking bucks.
Right, and hey, sorry this happened, which doesn't really make up for the time spent.
Yeah,
and
all that. Can you imagine like spending like 20 fucking years and then finding your case reopened and then? I think that happened to some dude, and I think he got like 10 grand. 15 fucking years.
10 grand. That sucks, man.
You know what I mean? Some shit. I don't know the exact numbers, but
it wasn't 20 years worth of money.
Yeah, like they didn't give him like $200,000 fucking dollars for him to put a down payment on a house and a car.
Yeah. Think about how much like money you and I will have, like if we were like to really save every dollar we ever made for 20 years, like how much money we'd have. You know? I'm like, just this is an ideal situation. Like,
yeah, I know. I'm just trying to do the math out right now. Yeah. So, like, let's say I make $50,000 a year.
It's just 50 times 20.
So, 50 times 20 is?
Well, 5 times 2 is 10.
So, I have like $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way the government's going to give you a check for $1 million.
No, fuck no. And like living in our area too, if anything, like I'm like living on like the low end, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no fucking way. Yep. So that makes sense. It's a couple thousand. Yeah, you could pay 2 months rent, buddy.
Yeah, and then like the fucking, you know, if the government wants to buy your land, they'll give you like 10% of what it's worth.
Yeah, that's fucked. You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and that happens all the fucking time too, you know, especially with like the oil mining and shit.
Yep.
You know, like, they're like, we got to do a pipeline. And then they'll start doing, like, you know, at least, I'm not saying the government, but the companies, the contractors that do that shit, they'll start fucking with you to get you to move and, like, you know.
Yeah, really put the squeeze on you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I tell you about this time I was looking at I found a condo for, like, stupid cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was through this company, right? So... I messaged the company like, hey, is this available? Because it says it is online, but there's not really much information about it.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping to learn more. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the representative I was talking to was like, yeah, we only put the lease up there because the tenant who's already in there wouldn't like decide if he's going to re-sign his lease or move. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, so you put the squeeze on him. And the lady's like, yeah, I guess. Is there anything else we can help you with? And I'm like, all right, I guess I said the wrong thing there.
I don't know. Me personally, I know that like you try to move out and shit. I wouldn't get a condo.
No. I know. I was just, you know, looking.
Because like it's a pain and a half to like fucking sell it.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants a fucking condo.
Right.
And if anybody does, they just want to rent. They don't want to buy.
Right.
You know what I mean, when you're ready to get rid of it and upgrade to your
McMansion. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I just saw a price. I'm like, I think I can afford that, and just wanted some information.
Yeah, exactly.
I just thought it was funny. They're like, no, we just put it up so this guy would make a decision.
Oh, God.
Oh. Did you catch it?
Yes.
Nice.
Chair caught it.
Good job, chair.
Yo, something clutch, man. Those fucking, fuck. It's like a long penis thing that, like, goes in your car, and it fills that gap in your seat, so it covers the black hole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, like, if you fucking, it's, like, $20 on Amazon, bro.
Car penis.
Yeah, I've got it for my car, and, like, I've dropped my phone, like, at least, like, two or three times a week.
I managed to drop my keys.
Oh, fuck that.
In the crevice.
Well, let me tell you how many times I've dropped, like, my vape down there, and, like, middle of the highway, too, and I'm starting to get a hankering. Hi.
Yeah.
I don't think she said anything. But anyways, yeah.
Crevice.
Yeah, the black hole, if you will. Like, dude, like mid drive and shit, I'm like, I want it.
I need it,
and I can't grab it, you know, I can't reach it.
Yeah,
but yeah, too. It stops, you know, and it's I think their sales pitches, like, it makes driving safer, because when you do drop something important, you
know, that's all you're focusing on. Yeah.
And then you try to go for it and you're like, I can't reach it, let me just look, and then
yeah, you know, your eyes are off the road. Yeah. Oh, man. So I'm burning on something.
Okay.
So my fucking auto insurance wants me to do like this, like, safe driver thing. So I got to use this app, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so the app, you know, it can tell like how fast you're going, all that bullshit.
Rapid accelerations.
Yeah.
Sudden brakes. Yeah.
And phone usage, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mine didn't have that, I don't think.
So, you know, like, we have newer cars. You can take the Apple Pay, will take a call easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I did. Denise called me.
But it counts towards the...
It counted as using your phone. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I saw that and I was like, fuck this. Like,
did you call your insurance? You'd be like, yo.
I really am thinking about it. Because
if it hurts your score at the end of your, like, 60 days or whatever, or
yeah, 30 my insurance days, goes up.
It won't go up, but you will miss out on discounts.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I mean?
Right. And it's stupid because it's like, this is obviously a safe feature car manufacturers manufactured so that, like, we're not using our, you know, like, our hands.
Two hands on the steering wheel.
Right.
Eyes focused, yeah. Same with, like, the fucking, like, when I drive now and I get a text, I'll fucking hit the thing on the...
Yeah, like, Siri reads
and
then, it.
Yeah, and it'll read it off for me. And
yeah.
Like, would you like to reply? I'm like, yeah.
You know? That's pretty sweet. I do like that feature, but I don't want to get, you know, fucking gigged for it.
Exactly.
What
do you mean gigged for it?
Like on the, like, insurance, I get thing? The insurance, like, it's like, oh, you used your phone. I'm exactly. Like, dude, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, if cars didn't want us to use our phones, they would, like, block it out, you know, or not make Apple Play or whatever the fuck it's called.
I mean, I think they're just trying to, like, because phones are so important, or, like, such a key part.
Right.
Or not a key part, but, like, a fucking, it has heavy influence in our lives now.
Yeah.
They're trying to integrate it into other parts of our lives.
Right.
You know, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Whether or not it's, like, it is safer than looking at your fucking phone.
Right.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah, no, I agree. Right, which is...
But is it like 100%? You know, I think, like, no phone at all is the best, you know?
Well, yeah.
Same with safe
it's
sex.
The app is, it's the...
you know, like, safe sex is no
sex. Not having sex. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Abstinence.
But that's fucking lame.
Right. Or if you don't want to break your leg, don't go skiing.
Exactly.
To quote The Office. Yeah. Yeah, so integrating it is obviously the way to go, but I don't want to be gigged for using a feature that I have. So, Yeah, that's just what I was burning on. Just made me upsetty spaghetti.
Your woe there guy of the week, your fucking...
Yeah, actually, that is a good woe there guy. Is this, and I've done this before, the stupid safety app, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I got an email from my insurance company. They're like,
you need to do it again.
Yeah, they're like, we haven't gotten any data from this app in X amount of time. If we don't get anything by this date, your rates may change. I'm like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me. So I got to do this again like I'm 16.
I don't know. I would have called them and be like, do I really have to fucking do this bullshit again?
I should have. I just sucked it up and then now I'm doing it. So
yeah. I mean, now I would call them because now it's like,
right.
Now it could affect your fucking rate changes. I don't think they'll ever go up unless, you know what I mean? Because that's like the rule, you know, as long as you're not doing anything wrong.
Right. I'm not getting in a car crash.
It won't go up.
Right.
You know, if anything, like you just miss out on discounts. I think it's worst case scenario.
Yeah. Oh, I just, you know, I'd be like, this is dumb. Like
it is dumb. I mean, same with the thing, like you have to have that knob.
Oh, dude.
But the handicap.
Yeah.
But you don't get the.
You know yeah, I mean? Don't get disability or
exactly.
The parking spot. At minimum, the parking spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been Which thinking about should. Trying to fight that.
I would fight it.
Yeah. I just need a lawyer.
I don't have any of those lawyers. I only have criminal lawyers.
Right. Yeah, this isn't a criminal thing.
No.
I have to do my research about it, but... so when I got my real ID, right?
The one with the star?
Mm-hmm. And they ask you, like... Because with your real ID, it can also be your driver's license. And, like, they'll ask you, like, do you have, like, any physical impairments or, like, restrictions?
Yeah.
And I was staring at them, like, do I roll the dice and check no and hope, like, you know.
Then they go through the process. But then that'll open
right,
the door
right,
again
right.
To negotiations.
Yeah, I should have. But then I'm like, they'll see my driver's license and they're just going to hassle me and whatever. So I was like, yes, I do. Sucked, but
so now do you get the handicap thing?
No, nothing's changed. It's just now I just have my real ID.
So when that happens, though, if it was anyone else, like if I got, you know, like
maimed,
like I lost my arm or my leg,
yeah,
I would get the handicap thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But I would also get the knob slash any other driving.
Yeah, probably some restrictions
things. Exactly.
Right.
But I would get
handicap
the benefits. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd get. Yeah, disability.
So why is it different for you? Because
I guess,
you were born with it, but it doesn't change the fact that you still have to do everything else without having... You know what I mean?
That's
it's not fair.
But I wonder if it's because... Right. I wonder if it's because, you know, like, if something were attracted to happen to you, like, you are... Basically, it's like, I never signed up for it.
It changes your lifestyle.
Right. I don't want to be like, oh, because I grew up with it. Obviously I grew up without an arm and like I've adapted and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also like never really thought to like, oh, I should sign up for disability and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm pretty sure if I did, like I could get disability and all that.
Yeah.
But then would I have to stop working and all that? I mean, actually, that just sounds pretty nice. But
I mean, you double dip.
If I could, that'd be sick.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why not? I mean, because, like, just because you're on disability doesn't mean they're stopping you
from working.
It's just, like kind of like pension, just in case. You know what I mean? Because of your disability, you might not be able to work X amount of hours.
Right.
Compared to, like, a normie, if
you will. Able-bodied person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is normie, is that like
I don't
offensive?
Know. I think able-bodied is the PC term.
But yeah, able-bodied. Right. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure that's going to be un-PC in the foreseeable future.
I don't know, man. But...
Sorry, a normie, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, shit like that, you know, it's like, I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about. I totally blanked.
Yeah, I mean.
But, you know, yeah, it's like shit like that.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah. Fuck it. Oh, well. Do you want to see my, have you seen my real ID?
No.
Dude, it's awesome.
What do you mean? Like. They let you smile, bro?
Oh, I don't have my fucking. Wallet, damn it.
Damn it. We can just look at my old ID. Holy shit. Am I supposed to update that? When is a cutoff? When am I going to be illegal?
I think they, well, obviously because of COVID, I think they pushed it back. I only got the real ID because my ID was expiring. So I was like, I'll just, you know, do
I still got like 10 more fucking years.
Really?
My ID, yeah.
Damn.
Because I updated it early,
but
then it fucking adds, you know, it adds like the 10, 15 years or whatever that till you have to do it again.
Gotcha. Remember when that gnarly goatee I had?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you had it on there?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And I wore a headband. It's not, my hair doesn't look as crazy as I was hoping, but like my hair looks fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So
like just shaggy.
Yeah. So I look like.
When does this expire?
A criminal.
Oh, 2023. Never mind.
That's 2 years
from now. Yeah, so that was like, yeah. So I updated this motherfucker in like 20.
It should say date issued.
Issued REI? 2015.
Yeah.
So.
Five.
It's been a minute.
It's about 8 years.
Six years.
Yeah.
Wait, 5 plus 2021. Yes, yeah, seven years.
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyways. Yeah, so.
Yeah, a real ID is not that hard. Like,
it's just updating it, if anything. Now you get the star.
Yep. Now I can fly without my passport. Yippee.
In the U.S.
In the U.S., yeah.
Which is dumb. I never understood why they started doing this again.
The real ID? I don't know, man. You know, because, like, your driver's license is good in any other state. Like, you know.
For anything.
Yeah. I can buy alcohol. I can do whatever.
I guess it's to avoid the, what is it? I mean, I guess they're trying to combat the fake ID shit with, like, you know, the kids and stuff. And
but who's
like,
using a fake to fly?
I don't know, man.
I guess people are.
I guess, like, you know, national security and, like.
Whatever. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, the government knows something we don't.
What aren't they telling us?
A lot of things.
What's in the Pfizer?
They never stopped doing the LSD testing.
That's what's...
The mind control.
That's what they Johnson & Johnson is.
Yeah, they stopped. Yo, you've been hearing the fucked up
Yeah, the blood yeah. The blood clots. Yeah, yeah.
That's scary because one of my customers is like, yeah, I got the Johnson & Johnson one. I was like, oh, awesome, man. And like a week later, I was
my
like,
siblings
oh,
got,
God.
All my siblings have the Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the two-dose one.
The Pfizer.
Yeah, Pfizer and Moderna.
That's what I got. Pfizer gang. Yo, let us know in the comments below if you're Team Pfizer or Moderna. Oh, dude, I thought of a funny, like, giveaway we can do.
Fabrizio's thong.
Oh, I was thinking, like, just a pack of smokes.
Can it be, like, opened?
Yeah, like half a thing of Pall Malls. We'll send it to you.
Dude, I'm not smoking the half pack of Pall Malls.
But, you know, something like that. I just thought that'd be funny.
A lightly used anal beads.
Yeah. And if you're local, we'll come and punch you in the dick for free. What the fuck? I don't know.
You're really selling it. I love this.
Yeah.
I like this.
So, yeah, that's something we can get going is a giveaway, and it's just half a pack of smokes, you know?
I feel like we'd get in trouble.
How? We're not selling it. We're not just shipping cigarettes.
I don't know, I'm sure somebody's going to be like, oh, you could be giving this to minors, and like, that's not okay.
Oh, yeah. All right, if you win the raffle, you have to send us an ID picture of yourself.
But it's got
to
be a real ID.
Yeah, and you have to show your ID and...
Your social security number.
And today's paper, whatever day it is.
Stupid.
To prove that it's you during this time.
Oh, my God. So dumb.
Do you think like I can't imagine like a little kid listens to this dumb podcast. Like I'm pretty sure all 20 of our fans.
I can't imagine a little kid. Like you said, like listening. Like what about this is interesting to a child?
I guess how not to grow up. You know, I don't want to be like Donovan and Anthony, two losers, recording in the.
Hey, the most important thing is we're fucking trying, dude.
It's true.
Keep on keeping on, as they say.
Life's a garden. Dig it.
People say that?
It's from Joe Dirt. Did you ever see that one?
No, I haven't seen that one either. Oh.
It's
I still never finished Monty and the Holy Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That's a sneaky long movie.
Dude, it's like, oh my God.
The two longest scenes in that movie for me is when, I think it's Lancelot, is storming that castle.
Oh yeah, dude, I was like, oh, that's the part I fucking stopped at.
Because it's the loop, you know? Like, you think he's getting closer and it just loops and he's far away. Like, oh, he's getting closer.
No, I stopped when they were actually at the gates and they're like, who are you?
Oh.
And then they're, like, having the whole dialogue. And I'm like, this movie fucking sucks. I thought that the iconic Tis a Flesh Wound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Black Knight.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. But other than that, like, the whole movie was just like...
It's long.
Fucking drag.
Yeah, it's sneaky long.
But it's long in a way, like, I don't care how long a movie is, man, as long as it's interesting. Like, Avatar. Avatar was almost 3 fucking hours.
Yeah, sorry. When I say when it's long, like, there's some very, like, slow, low points.
Yeah, that was, like, the whole, yeah. There was too many of those for me.
Yeah. And the scene, you didn't get to it, but there's a scene where they have to kill this rabbit, and they
want I remember that.
Use the holy hand grenade, and they're, like, reading the instructions how to use it. That took forever, so I just remember being like, I'm skipping this. Like, this is fucking asinine. I can't do it.
Like, I think I almost finished the movie, but, like, I'm at this point now where I'm like, fuck this shit.
Yeah. I'm going to get the fuck up out of here. All
right, man, let's get these seggies out of the way.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Woo! All right. Do you have your dude of the week?
Dude of the week, yo, it's got to be the homie. I'm not going to say his name. I'm not sure if he wants to people to know who it is, but he... he believes his girlfriend and him are expecting.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, so congratulations. Very happy for you, man. And I'm wishing you guys all the best. You know, Uncle Don is always going to be here for the kid. And I can't wait to meet you and your growing family.
That's beautiful, man.
Thanks.
Man, that's awesome. Stoked. Expecting.
Mm-hmm.
My dude of the week is Hideki Matsusuma. Matsusuma. I think I got that right. He is the first Japanese player to win the Masters.
Yeah, Hideki Matsuyama.
Yep. First Japanese player to win the Masters. Nice. So,
congrats.
Yep, won it last Sunday. Got to see him do that. So, yeah. That was cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. So, he's my dude of the week.
That's awesome.
Legend. Yeah, my fucking whoa there guys, my dumbass insurance.
Well, that guy, I don't think I really have one. Just, I guess, like, I don't know, I've been in a funk lately, but I feel like that's because I haven't been getting enough sunshine.
You don't drink enough water.
That too. Like, not enough water, not enough sunlight, and I'm still not eating regularly. I think I need to start taking vitamins.
You probably need to work out too. Not saying you're fat, but...
Yeah, it's just like that. Yeah, just overall health in general, I think that's what's bringing me down. So, if anything, yeah, just like, yeah, just me, I guess.
Yeah.
Just trying to get my shit together.
Jaw feel, brah. Got any booner jams?
Booner jams?
Yeah. I wonder what's the French word for boner.
Oh, yeah. Fucking trying to update Call of Duty last night.
What was that, like a 4 megabyte or 4 terabyte? Like,
yeah, it was like fucking 70-something gigabytes. Bro.
70?
Yeah.
And that's like your entire fucking memory.
Yeah, it took like 3 to 4 hours. I mean, it's a 500 gigabyte system.
Still.
But yeah, man, that shit was rough.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. That,
yeah,
that's when I was playing Star Wars, and I was like playing it the whole time, dude. I was getting pissed playing the game because like the maps are a fucking maze, and they don't have that option where it's like you click a link and then it shows you a trail or something that you can just follow.
Yeah, there's no.
I stop every 10 seconds to look at the map. Like, did I make a wrong turn?
Yep. They're fuck. There's a.
It's definitely a game you need to be committed to finish playing. And I'm not sure if I have the strength in me to finish it.
In Assassin's Creed, like, you have this, like, power, and it can show you, like, where your enemies and all that shit is, and it also show if you're going the right way.
Yeah.
So I'm mashing that thing, like, all the fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, like, even the Ghost, that samurai game, the Ghost of Tsushima.
That game looks fucking sick.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was playing it, though. It's hard as fuck. It's like, same thing with, like, Star Wars, the Force Unleashed or whatever, fucking.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so, like, instead, like, they don't have, like, a trail that you follow, like a magic pixie dust shit, but they use the wind, so it's very subtle. So the wind, the way the grass is blowing, so, like, the wind guides you to your destiny or whatever.
Interesting.
Or your main mission.
Yeah.
Your
so if you're not paying attention, you're just lost as all shit.
Exactly. So, like, you see, like, the way the grass moves, like pointing or, like, you know, just follow the wind.
Yeah. That game looks sick.
It's hard as fuck.
Yeah, I imagine it's like a Dark Souls-esque. You get killed a lot before you get good.
Yeah, exactly. It's like one of those, like, if you jump into it on your friend's account in the middle of the fucking game, you don't know how to do shit. Just,
right. Yeah. Yeah, it just looks like one of those, like, games that's meant to be hard. And yeah. Like,
it's just like this. It's just like a big learning curve that you have to get over because, like, when you're fighting, there's, like, 4 different forms. And depending on your opponent, you have to change your fighting, like, mid... mid fucking battle when there's like 6 people right. around you, and they're all different.
Right.
You have to flip your back and forth depending on who's right in front of you.
Yeah, that sounds tough.
Yeah. So it's like one of those like multitasking type of.
Right.
Yeah, I can't do that.
No. Yeah.
I just like to swing and kill shit.
Right. It's not a hack and slash. Yeah,
exactly. Like Skyrim, I could fucking play Skyrim all fucking
Yeah, day. Skyrim's awesome. It's hack and slash. My boner jam is. I'm not a pro golfer.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, this is my boner jam, but it has to deal with golf. I went to the driving range today, and the dude next to me is like this older gentleman, right? Mm. I'm a strapping young lad comparatively. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't hit the ball more than like, I'm hitting it like less than 100 yards, 100 feet or whatever. This old man's just like, casual swings, almost 150 yards. And I'm like, this sucks, you know?
Teach me more.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely need to do lessons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my boner, Jim.
Trial and error.
That's literally what it is, just trial and error.
Just ingrain all the bad habits and bad form into your body. And then you try to do classes, and then the six-year-old has better form than you.
Yeah, and the teacher's like, why are you doing this? I'm like, because I've never learned.
I've done it this way for 5 years.
They're like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yep, so... I think that's it, buddy.
All right. Let's wrap it up.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, all 20 of you.
Yeah.
If there's that many left. Who cares, man?
Who cares?
All right.
All right. Let's get out of here. It's bedtime. Bye.
Love you.